This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. You know the story of the Pied Piper, right? Village of Hamelin hires a piper, going to lead all the rats out of town. He does it. Comes time to pay the piper, and the town goes back on the deal. The piper lures the children away. Well, now there's a new twist on the old tale. The Walltown Children's Theater is doing a reimagined version called Indigo Blue. It's playing Thursday through Sunday at PSI Theater in Durham. And here to tell us more about it is playwright Howard Kraft. Hello, Howard.
Hey, what's good, Frank? Good to be back.
Good to see you. Cynthia Penn is executive director and artistic director of the theater. Cynthia, good to see you again.
Thank you for having us, Frank.
It's great to have you here. Max Rose plays the role of Bugsby Bramblethorn in the play. Max, welcome to the State of Things.
Thanks for having us.
And also with us is Eileena Boyce. She plays the role of Mariposa. She is a seventh grade student at Durham School of the Arts. Eileena, welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having us here.
It's our pleasure. Why aren't you in school?
I came to do this interview.
Oh, yeah, now you're going to blame it on me, right? Okay, I'll write you a note. Thank you for coming. Cynthia, tell us about this play. The theater commissioned it. What were you looking for in this play?
Well, I knew of Howard's reputation. I knew that I wanted to do something that would bring the community together and also sort of represent Durham in many ways. You know, Durham is an exciting city that has done so many amazing things recently. I wanted to make sure that we continue to bring local artists together and really create the art and the conservatory training that I had in my past and give it to children in the city. Howard was commissioned to do this, and I'm telling you, he has done something amazing.
Did you go to Howard with the idea of the Pied Piper, or how much of that came from you?
Yes. I've always been a fan of that story. You know, integrity, truth, you know, the children in the town leading in the way to make sure that the piper is paid what he is due. And so Howard, He's gone beyond that in many ways. I'll let him tell you more about it.
I do. Howard, so tell us about that. So now you get this commission. What'd you do with it?
I was very, felt privileged, humbled, blessed. How I come up in the arts and through my mentorship, you know, we believe that, or how I was taught by my good friend and mentor, Philip Shabazz, is that, you know, when you, as an artist, you draw from the community, that, you know, what your art comes from a community. And so you need to give back to that community. And so this was a great opportunity to work with Walltown. And I've heard about Walltown for years. And then to see when I went over there to visit and I just saw those kids and their enthusiasm and how excited they were and just the spirit of that place, it was a blessing to write the place. I really enjoyed it.
Tell us your take on the Pied Piper.
Well, when Cynthia came to me with the idea of the Pied Piper, I wanted to update it a little bit. Most fairy tales are kind of depressing. I was in Ultimate Comics the other day and saw this grim fairy tale graphic novel. They're pretty kind of, you know, Freddy Kruegerish for real. So you know, it's Christmas. We don't want to send. Because in the real Pied Piper, the kids don't come back. You know, he snatches them and that's it. So we wanted to do a reimagining of it. You know, I wanted to put some elements of hip hop in it and just kind of update it and at the same time add another layer of a morality tale. And, you know, what are kids dealing with at this age, and particularly young girls? And so we created a heroine in the musical, which is a young lady here, Eileen, who does a fabulous job. And so we just updated it and moved it forward.
So, Eileena, tell me about this. How much did you know? Did you know the story of the Pied Piper before this?
I did a little bit, but I didn't know, like, the whole entire story. But during one rehearsal, we got to actually see the movie. So after looking at it, I was like, whoa, that's kind of sad to see all the kids go away, so...
And what about this now, when you actually have to act and play a part in a story that you've seen somewhere else? What thoughts did you have? What ideas did you
have?
Well,
I thought it was actually really cool because, well, seeing the people in the movie act it out, you could, like, use some of those emotions and put it in this play. But since this becomes happier, you know, you have to add some more emotions to it, so it works out.
Happiness being the main one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Max, tell us about this, because you're playing Bugsby Brambleton. Who is he?
Bugsby Bramblethorn is the arrogant mayor of Malele Badia, also the father of Violina Boyce as Mariposa Bramblethorn. And my character, because of his arrogance, because he only listens to those select few around him, promises something that he cannot give, and because of that, allows the children to be kidnapped.
The arrogance of power, and he doesn't live up to the deal. So now you're a teacher, right?
I teach on a volunteer basis at Walltown Children's Theater.
And now you're acting in a play. Had you acted before?
I had acted starting when I was about 10 years old and starting with Walltown Children's Theater, a little bit younger than Ilena. And so it's just amazing, one, to go back into acting after 6 years of not having been in a play, but also, too, to act with folks like Ilena, who are much younger, much more talented, and who I really only try to keep up with.
Well, maybe we'll get you to do a scene now. Although, Ilena, I'd like you to tell us a little bit more about Mariposa and who she is.
Well, Mariposa is a 12-year-old girl, and, she sees everything around her that's going on, how, like, the kids are being taken away. And she ends up finding out that her brother was taken away also. So it's like she wants to be the hero, and seeing that it seems like there's no hero at all that can help. You know, she's like, well, I can be that hero. Nobody may believe me, but I can do it.
Will you do a scene for us now?
Okay.
Do we need to set this up a little bit? Nope. All right, here we go.
Most little girls have princesses for heroes, not wrestling cookies. I guess that's my fault. Your mother died when you were so young. I haven't done the best job surrounding you with positive female role models.
I don't need someone to teach me how to be a lady, which seems like the most boring thing to be on the entire planet, I might add. I need someone to help me get my brother back. Do you know any female commandos?
I'm done with this talk. If you really want to help me save your brother, stop distracting me with this nonsense so I can concentrate on the children.
Is it true the children were taken because you didn't pay the man what was owed him?
Who told you that?
Is it true?
Do you think if I thought he would take the children, I'd... Look, you wouldn't understand, Mariposa. You're just a little girl, so act like it and save the hero business to the grown-ups, okay? Just do as you're told. You're not to leave this house.
There we have it, a scene from The Indigo Blue, which is terrific, and it starts Thursday through Sunday at PSI Theater in Durham. Indigo Blue, written by Howard Kraft, who's here with us as well. Cynthia Penn is artistic director, executive director as well, of the Walltown Children's Theater that's staging the show. Ilena Boyce, you just heard, who plays a role in that, and Max Rose as well. It's a terrific scene. So let me ask you about this, Ilena. The difference between, as you said, sort of watching a play and then embodying this hero. I mean, it suddenly falls to a 12-year-old because you look around and the grown-ups aren't doing it. What does that mean for you going forward? I mean, as you sort of go to school and look around you, how do you see the movies differently? Do you read books differently now that you've played this role?
Well, yeah, actually, because now that reading the play and understanding it really well because of playing the character, I actually found out that I'm starting to like different genres of different things, different books and stuff. And so, I mean,
that's very cool. Really cool. And music. You have a song in this show, right? Will you sing that song for us?
Okay. A little girl can save the day. No one believes it, I do. A little girl can be a hero. A little girl can rescue you. She can face the biggest task. A little girl can roar. And when that girl believes in herself, that little girl can soar. But every day, all I hear is what? a little girl can't do. And it wears you down a bit, especially when that little girl is you. And that's when I become a lioness and push my way on through. 'Cause in my world, a little girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. A little girl can save the day. Don't believe it, watch her try. Courageous and determined, see her spirit fly. We're not all sleeping shyly, waiting for a kiss from a prince, or for a knight to cross the moat, or scale the castle fence. A little girl can save herself and save her family too. A little girl can be a hero. A little girl can rescue you. But every day, all I hear is what a little girl can't do. And it wears you down a bit, especially when that little girl is you. And that's when I become a lioness and push my way on through. 'Cause in my world, a little girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. Oh, 'cause in my world, a little girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do.
Oh, yeah. Ilena Boyce. Ilena Boyce doing a scene from Indigo Blue. Going to be at PSI Theater in Durham, part of Walltown Children's Theater. It's Thursday through Sunday. That's a seventh grader at the School of the Arts here in Durham. What a beautiful song. Nicely done. So, Cynthia, when you hear that and you watch this play come to life, it's a good time now to talk about the Walltown Children's Theater and the project that you're undertaking. What is it, and you know, why is it so important?
Sure. Before I tell you a little bit more about Walltown, I do want to thank Lenora Helm, who wrote, who composed the music. But Howard wrote the song, and I'm just so amazed at what they've all come together to do for Walltown Children's Theater and the children of Durham. So, you know, we really want the kids that come to Walltown and that see our productions to feel as if they have infinite possibilities, that they can be leaders in their community. And also that as we come together using the performing arts as a tool, that we really try to enrich our communities. We need to make sure that our children are safe, that children feel the hope that is in this message, in this play, and also that they feel that they have support from the community around them. So, yes, it's about the arts, but it's also about people.
Yeah, and about what the arts can do to bring people together. And Howard, of course, we know that you are devoted to the concept of the hero, creator of Jade City, as you are. Season 2, by the way, gets underway in January. I will just, again, a fantastic hero in Jade City. But I think what Cynthia is saying kind of points to this bigger question of these large themes, mythic themes, that are among us in communities large and small. And so when people like you can collaborate with great performers, great songwriters and musicians in any community, we can actually tell the big stories in a unique way that only our communities know.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's one of the things I love most about theater. You know, I come to theater from poetry and from fiction writing. And what I love about theater is that it's a shared experience. We kind of talked about this when we were talking about Harold Jones. I come in and I do my thing, and then Cynthia comes and she does her thing on top of that with the choreography. Then here comes Lenora. She comes and she does her thing on top of it. And then we have Karen Dakin's Brock. If I can quote MF Doom, she holds me down like Shatner does Spock. She comes in and she pulls it all together, and it's just a shared communal experience. So, yeah, I wrote the musical, but this isn't my musical. This is Walltown's musical. This is everybody who came together to make this happen, because without any of these parts, you don't have the show. You don't have it. So it was just, and because of what I'm working on now is so political and dark, it was just really great to have a break to write something that everybody can see. You know, my sister can be happy because nobody's getting killed. My aunt doesn't have to warn the people at the church about the cussing. You know, so it's just fabulous, man. I'm just really excited about the piece.
Well, and it does have a deep theme that is ultimately political, which is that the smallest voices and those voices that are even marginalized, sometimes intentionally marginalized, can take the lion's roar and make big, big changes. So
that's
I thank
right.
all of you for putting on this program and for being on this program today. Howard Kraft, the writer of Indigo Blue, Cynthia Penn, executive director and artistic director of Walltown Children's Theater. Max Rose plays the role of Bugsby Bramblethorne in Indigo Blue. And Ilena Boyce, a seventh grader at Durham School of the Arts, who plays Mariposa. Thank all of you for being on the program today.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
And thank you for listening to The State of Things. Did I say it's going to be at PSI Theater in Durham Thursday through Sunday? You can find out more on that at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Sean Wen, Alex Granados, Nicole Campbell, Laura Lee, and Robin Copley is our technical director. Brent Wolf, the news director, and this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.